for the invite. Hello.
Hello, my name is Joshua, and I am conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School. And I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known. Okay. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. This survey will take a few minutes to complete and ask about some sensitive topics. In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card. If you complete the survey, you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We're going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answer to your questions are anonymous. Do you currently live in Boston?
I'm sorry. Can you tell me again what, like, you're from the Kennedy School?
We are conducting a survey for researchers. Yeah, researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School. Correct.
Uh-huh.
We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. Correct. And you will get, of course, a $10 gift card. And if we continue and finish the survey, if you complete the survey, you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. All right?
Okay.
Do you currently live in Boston?
I do.
Great. And what is the zip code of your primary residence?
02131.
Great. What would you say is your gender, male, female, or something else, non-binary, transgender, gender variant, not conforming?
Female.
Female. Thank you so very much. How old are you?
55.
Thank you so much. 45 to 59 would be the right category. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background is? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, American,
white.
Indian? White. Okay, thank you very much.
Hispanic? I said non-Hispanic, sorry.
Non-Hispanic, so it's white. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, what is the highest level of education you have completed? High school diploma, GED, attended college but did not complete, trade technical vocational training, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, graduate degree, did not complete high
graduate
school.
Graduate degree.
Thank you very much. The next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you very much. Now, in general, would you say your mental health is fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Thank you. Now, we are interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Never? About once per week? Few times a week? Or every day?
Few times a week.
Thank you. Now, your opinion is extremely important with 11% complete. How often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Never? About once per week? Few times a week? Every day?
Can I ask you a question? I mean, I'm happy
to
keep answering, but what does this have to do with the police in Boston?
Yeah, exactly. This is an important opinion that we would like to gather up just to make sure we represent all, and it includes some health information as well, before we move on to the police questions.
Okay.
You will get to see, because it's related, right? We want to find out about the researchers for, you know, Harvard Kennedy School. So how often did you wake up during
What's
sleep?
The name of the study?
This is a survey we're conducting, correct?
Yes, I understand. Okay.
So
it's just kind of weird.
Say,
usually, so what you would do is
a little weird, but it's just a few questions, you know, of this kind.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. No worries.
I don't know.
Okay. That's also an option. No worries.
Yeah.
How often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Never, about once per week, few times a week, every day?
Few times a week.
Okay. The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late during the past 2 weeks. How often have you been bothered by the following? Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless? Not at all, some games, more than half days, nearly every day?
No, no days.
Not at all, right? Okay, feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
Feeling nervous?
Anxious or on edge? Would you say some days, not at all, more than half the days, nearly every day?
Not at all.
Okay, not being able to control worrying?
I would say not at all.
Thank you. Having little interest or pleasure in doing things?
Not at all.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Your opinion is extremely important. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? A substance use disorder, yes or no?
No.
High blood pressure?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or the like?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. We want to make sure we represent everybody. Thank you for your opinion. It's extremely important. Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
Overweight or obesity?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act if serious issues developed in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen in hard times. How likely is it that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say very unlikely, somewhat unlikely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. Have there been any social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers. Strongly disagree, strongly agree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, neither agree
somewhat
nor
agree.
Disagree. Somewhat agree. Thank you.
Yeah.
Law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
Strongly disagree.
Law enforcement officers take people of my racial group like animals.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much for your opinion. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of the other groups.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you so much. We're moving forward, man. You can answer these questions with a yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason?
Yes.
Okay. Have the police or law enforcement ever been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
Thank you. Have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
Yes.
Thank you so very much, ma'am. Now, the next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by the police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood specifically because of their race? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Have any of your friends or family members been arrested in the last year? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members been incarcerated in jail or prison in the last year? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Your opinion is very important. We are 82% complete, almost done. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions. Same options that before. Strongly disagree. Some would agree. Some would disagree. Some would disagree. Neither agree nor disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
Wait, do I think that contact with law enforcement inspires young people?
Do you strongly agree? Do you strongly disagree? Do you somewhat disagree? Do you somewhat agree or neither agree
strongly
nor
disagree?
Strongly disagree, okay?
Strongly disagree, yeah.
Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, I am less likely to call the police when in need.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence.
Disagree.
Somewhat disagree?
Yeah, somewhat.
Or strongly disagree. Or somewhat, okay?
No, somewhat.
Thank you so much. We're at 88% complete. Thank you. We're almost done. These last questions are for statistical purposes only for the study. What is your current employment status? Are you student, self-employed, retired, employed?
Employed.
Without a job?
Okay.
Employed, right?
Okay.
Thank you so
yeah.
very much. Okay. And what is your current marital status? Marital status. You
married.
Married. Okay, great. Thank you so much for that. And how many children do you have?
Three.
Okay. Thank you so very much. How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
Three.
Thank you very much. What is your household's total income from all sources? I will read you categories. Just stop me when I get there to the right one. Under $20,000. Between $20,001 and $50,000, between $50,001 and $80,000, between $80,001 and $120,000, between $120,001 and $175,000, between $175,001 and
$250,000.
Below, oh, wait.
You can't. You said two adults.
No.
You stopped me at between 120 $1,001 and $175?
No, I didn't mean to do that. We're like around 250.
Around 250, right? Okay. So about $250,000, right? Would you say is it greater than $250,000 per year or just below $250,000?
Just below.
All right. Thank you. Now, how long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7 years, 8 to 15 years, over 15 years, all your life?
Over 15 years.
Over 15 years. Thank you. What best describes your current living situation? Homeowner, renter or paying partial rent with family or friend, living somewhere I do not pay rent, university housing or dormitory, assisted living or nursing home, currently homeless or housing insecure?
Homeowner.
Thank you very much. Have you ever lived in public housing in Boston, yes or no?
No.
Thank you so very much. And please give the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, say Main Street and Elm Street, please.
Metropolitan and Washington.
What was it again?
Metropolitan and Washington.
Metropolitan and Washington.
Correct.
Was that right? Okay,
yes,
thank you.
Correct.
Okay, so would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences with and perceptions of Boston police for a $50 gift card? Yes or no?
Can you just tell me who are the researchers?
Yeah, it's the university itself.
What department?
Harvard Kennedy School.
Okay.
The survey department.
Good.
No, okay, good. No worries then. Thank you. You've now completed
Thank
the
you.
Survey. In order to receive your $10 gift card, please provide your phone number and email address. Is it 617-331-4213?
Yeah, that's okay. I don't need a gift card.
Email address,
Thank
please.
You. Nope, it's okay. Don't need that.
You can use your email address. No worries. We're not going to spam you with email. We just need to notify this information. We're
no,
done,
I know. I know. I'm cool. I don't need it. Save it for somebody else.
We need it just to close the call. Your email address,
please. Oh, my
please.
God.
Yeah, just to close the call, please.
Okay.
You could use your secondary email.
Okay. It is Jessica Marie 133@gmail.com.
Excellent. Jessica Marie 133@gmail.com, right? Fantastic.
Yes.
So in that
yes.
case, we're done. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
And you will get your gift card, okay?
okay, thank
gift
you.
Card. Yeah, it's
okay.
part of the service. Yeah. Have a great
yeah,
day, man.
Okay. Bye, you
Bye
too.
Now.